This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. The new movie, The Finest Hours, is the tale of the 1952 sinking of the ship Pendleton in a storm off Cape Cod and the daring rescue of its crew by members of the Chatham Coast Guard Station. Now, the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown has done some extensive underwater mapping of the remaining wreckage of the Pendleton. With us is Dr. Mark Borelli, the center's director of marine geology. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Steve.
Mark, you mapped this wreckage. Tell us where it is.
Oh, it's in relatively shallow water. It's about 30 feet, and it's off the coast of Monomoy.
And the whole ship isn't there anymore. In fact, I think a piece of it was taken away quite some time ago.
That's right. The wreck happened in 1952. It basically broke in half, and the bow was salvaged by a salvage company.
So what is there now?
The remnants, when you first see it, it's, you know, if you were to come across it out of the blue, you wouldn't think it was a boat. It's almost unrecognizable, but there's a lot of parts, you know, a lot of parts of the hull, and there's some parts of a boiler down there, all the material that makes up a ship, all the equipment that's in there.
And that's been there for more than 60 years, but there's been no mystery about its location in all this time.
No, it's actually on the charts. It's not labeled as a Pendleton, but there's a wreck symbol on the NOAA charts for the area.
And as you went out to map it, was there anything that you came across that surprised you or that helped tell the story of how it happened?
It wasn't so much about how it happened. I think that's pretty well documented, but it is surprising on a couple of different levels. One, it's how little it looks like a ship. You know, it's only in 30 feet of water, so during storms or high energy events, it's going to get some wave energy and it's going to move things around. But because most of that is pretty resilient stuff, you know, the steel and iron and things, it's still there, but it has really, you know, it doesn't really look much like a ship anymore.
I guess the shoals off Monomoy are notorious for shipwrecks going all the way back to the earliest coastal shipping. There must be a lot of wrecks scattered out there.
There are. There are a lot of wrecks off of Cape Cod in general. It was a really treacherous place to be. It can shoal up fast in places. Yeah, they're out there.
You use side scan sonar for this mapping. Can you explain what that is?
Sure, it's sonar, so it's the same technology that you have on a regular boat for a fish finder, but it's very high frequency. It shoots out to either side, which is why it's called side scan, and we get very high resolution coverage of the bottom. And what we're doing, we're using sound instead of light to capture an image.
What other uses do you have for side scan sonar?
Right now, we're in the third year of a 3-year study to create benthic habitat maps for the Cape Cod National Seashore. The National Park funded 4 different projects as a result of Hurricane Sandy. We have 4 different groups creating these maps to provide a baseline for the parks to understand how these resources are changing through time.
As you map that area, are you focused mostly on the landform, or are you also focused on what's happening there in organic life?
What we typically do here at the center is try and incorporate an ecosystem approach. Right? We want to understand what's going on not only on the seafloor, because I'm a geologist, so for me it's really interesting to understand how coasts evolve, sand moves, erosion, and things like that. But these benthic habitat maps take the next step, and we actually sample. We go down and we drop a sediment sampler that drops down to the bottom of the seafloor and scoops out some sand or some mud. We bring it back up, and then we examine all the little critters that are living in there. And that gives you a really indication of sort of the health status of the ecosystem, by understanding what's there, the abundance, the diversity, and things like that. And then you create a map of the entire area that you've gone ahead and mapped with the sonar.
Dr. Mark Borelli is the Director of Marine Geology at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Mark, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.